Thank you,
Blog
Jesus.
Talk Radio.
Good morning to you, coming to the Blog Talk and to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. This is a line where people coming from all over the world and joining hands together with their brothers and sisters and praying together and praising God together. We refuse to any longer allow the enemy to separate us. But we know that together we stand, and divided we fall. We praise Him together. We pray together. Oh, my God, and what a wonderful privilege it is to come together to pray and praise. Everybody on this prayer line has a praise. Whether you give it or not, it doesn't take away from God, from what He's done for you. You do have a praise. He has done something for you. He has blessed you, and He has raised you. And we just give Him honor and praise for all that He's done. Every night on the Blog line, we try to give God thousands, actually billions of praises, thousands individually, 1,000 thank yous a night, and worldwide billions are going up. And we give God that praise and honor because He deserves all of the praise and all of the honor. He's the one who hurled the sun into space and called the light day and the darkness night. And He's the one who has created man and woman. He deserves the praise, and we do give Him glory. One of the things that makes Him the Creator is that He has created everything. One of the things that makes Him God is that He has created everything. He is God and the only true and living God. God bless all of you on the prayer line. Let's have a word of prayer, and then we're going to praise Him. I hope you can remember what He did for you. Sometimes you have to look back over your shoulder and just remember and recall the things He's done for you. I have a word of prayer that I'm going to ask you to help me praise Him. When I say praise check, let's come on in and praise Him. Heavenly Father, good morning to you, Lord. I know you never sleep nor slumber. I'd just like to tell you that we love you. We praise you and appreciate you and thank you for everything you've done. Please, if there's anything I've done to offend you or that you didn't like, please forgive me. And I pray to sanctify the line in the name of Jesus and that you allow the Holy Ghost to take over. Heal sick bodies. Raise those who are down. Solve problems when people have their back against the wall. Make a way out of no way. Fix things that need fixing. And we'll give you the glory and give you a praise and the honor. Thank you for what you've done, Lord. We cannot forget it. You've been mighty, 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 mighty good. And we love you so very much. God, we bring everybody on this prayer line before you. Let them have the desires of their heart in the name of Jesus. Bountifully help them. Somebody needs a financial blessing. I pray that you bless them and supply their every need as your word promises. Thank you, Lord. Touch those who are incarcerated. Touch those who have wounded hearts. And touch those who seem like the enemy is trying to take their memory. Touch those who are down. Touch those who have anguish in their heart. In the name of Jesus, give peace in the midst of the storm. And those who are going through bereavement, I pray that you remember them, Lord, and help them through the storm. Give them peace in the midst of confusion. In Jesus' name we pray. And thank you for what you've done, what you're doing right now, and we love you and praise you for it. And again, I mention in the name of Jesus, praying properly for the glory of God. Thank God. Amen, amen, amen. God bless all of you. I hope you can hear me. If you can, good morning to you. Good morning. I know you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Everybody, everybody, good morning to you. Good morning. All of you on the prayer line. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Amen. Good morning, Lord. Amen. And if you have a praise for Him, I want you to open up your line. Don't be on mute. Don't be silent. Let your praise be counted as it goes up to heaven this morning. in the name of Jesus. Let's give him a praise. Praise check on this prayer line. Praise check in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We glory and we give you all the adoration. We give you all the glory. Give you all the praise. You're worthy of all praise. You're worthy to be adored. You're worthy. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ha! Glory. Yeah, we love you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, for everything you've done and everything that you're going to do. Even on this prayer line this morning. Take over, Holy Ghost. And we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Somebody hadn't praised him, and he's been mighty good to you. I would open my mouth and give him adoration and give him praise. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let your voices be made to you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless all of you. God bless all of you on the prayer line. We're moving to another area of our praise. And, oh, my God, it's wonderful to hear people praising God at 6:05, 6:06 in the morning, giving God glory. That's what we call first fruits. Amen. To consider him first and bless his holy name. First, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things will be added unto you. Amen. We consider them first. God bless you. I'm going to move into our praise reports again. You know, every time you leave the line, between now and tomorrow, God will have done something wonderful for you. If you realize it, you ought to be able to tell of his goodness. Oh, my God. Tell of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for you. Amen. I want to ask this morning, is Ambassador Stith, are you on the line? If so, will you get those praise reports for us? All right. God bless you. I don't hear her, so let's move on in the name of Jesus. If you have a praise report and God's been good to you, I don't know. When's the last time you went to the hospital and did you witness people who could not move and you witnessed people who weren't able to get up and walk? And did you thank God for your legs and for your feet? I witnessed people who couldn't say a word, who had a trach down their throats and they couldn't say a word. And yet you can speak and say hallelujah. And speak and say, thank you, Jesus. What a wonderful privilege. Amen. Now, whatever your praise report is, I know it ought to be a blessing for the Lord, because what you have, he gave you, and who you are, he made you. Every step you take, he allows you to take. And every thought you think. Yeah, if you don't believe that, look at the king. Was it Nebuchadnezzar, I believe, who thought that he had done so much and was so great and had a dream that he was a huge tree, and the tree covered everything. And the prophet told him that he was the tree and that he would be like an animal to eat grass. And momentarily, 1 year later, he looked out and saw what he had had and began to glory in himself. And momentarily, the Lord allowed him to lose his mind and eat grass like a horse or like a cow in the field. Don't fool yourself. God could just lift his hand, and God forbid, but he could just lift his hand, and you would be out there crazy as a maniac. Amen. You got something to thank God for. Amen. I'm going to ask for praise reports this morning. If God's done something for you, tell of his goodness. Make known his need before his deeds before people in Jesus' name. Who has the first praise report? Give it
good
this
morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning to you.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Go ahead. Who has that praise report?
This is Sister Cobb in Texas. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Oh, I thank the Lord that I'm able to be heard. I haven't been able to get on the line. And thank the Lord for blessing me to see another day that I've never seen before. I thank the Lord for this prayer line for you, Dr. Johnson, the mother of the nation, Ambassador Betty. I thank for all the saints for their prayers. I was in the hospital on yesterday with my husband because he had his other leg amputated. And it was a place that wasn't healing. And with diabetics, it is a slow healing process. And the place had got infected. And I said, oh, Lord, no. But then I started praying and praying and praying. And the doctor was able to go in there. It wasn't as serious as he thought it was. He cleaned the spot up, and he's back to a healing. So it'll be 2 years next month that he's had a stroke. But the Lord has just kept bringing us through each hurdle. And I want to thank y'all for all your prayers and continue to pray for us, please. God is good.
Yes, sir, well. Thank you so much, Mother. God bless you. And that's a wonderful praise report of what the Lord did. Amen. And our prayers are for your husband. Amen. And please let him know that we love him and that we're praying for him in the name of Jesus. All right, who else has a praise report this morning? Anybody else have a praise report this morning?
Good morning. Fruits. Hallelujah. This is Charlotte Gray, Ambassador-elect from Kansas City, Missouri. I'm telling you, summer school has been out. I overslept 3 days last week. I overslept yesterday. God, I thank you to be on the prayer line early this morning to give my praise report. Thank you for my six-year-old's baseball game. He was hit in the forehead between the eyes. He missed the ball and hit in the forehead. And I just thank God there's no concussion, there's no bruising, just the blood of Jesus that has covered this family. He was crying a little bit, y'all, but I'm telling you, he did not want to come out of the game. I said, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I haven't got to praise him all week on First Fruit. Thank you, Jesus. Turn it back over to you. It's a fabulous Friday.
God bless you. Wonderful, wonderful testimony. Thank you. Is there anybody else who wants
good
to
morning.
Share what the Lord has done?
Good morning. This is 773 Ambassador-elect Jolene Garnett. I say
yes,
thank the Lord for being alive this morning. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. He is an awesome, ultra awesome God. He has did tremendous blessings for me. I'm telling when I had to move. And I had to move in a few days, and I tell you, God has really, truly, truly has shined down on me. I was in a situation where I had to pay $800 for rent, and that really ate all my money up. I was have retired, and God has truly blessed me now that I only have to pay $263 for rent. And that is an ultra awesome blessing to me. And let's thank God for you, Dr. Johnson, and Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and to all the ambassador-elect and to the First Fruit Prayer Line. It has been a tremendous blessing to me since I've been on this covenant. I just want you all to keep praying for me.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. All right, here's another praise report.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson. Sister Castile here from Minneapolis.
All right, Sister Castile, go ahead.
Yes, I thank and praise God for being on the prayer line and giving honor to you, Dr. Johnson, and all the great saints on the line today. Just glad to be alive and well. And I hadn't been on as regular as I have been in the past couple of years, but I do thank and praise God and bringing me through some challenges and I just thank God. He's just an awesome God, ultra awesome God, as you said, and I just agree with that because he can do anything but fail. So thank you all today, and have a fabulous weekend, and I will continue to bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. God bless you all.
And God bless you. Thank you so much, Sister Castile. Amen. Mm-hmm. I want to just say to all of you on the prayer line, when you're going through struggles, amen, that's why we're here. Amen. To pray you through. Prayer does change things. And we do love you, and we want you to know we love you. And we want to stick with you and be behind you through every trial, through every tribulation. I know I want y'all behind me through every trial and every tribulation. All right, we got another praise report here.
Good morning to all of you. This is Mother Johnson from Kansas City. The blessing of the Lord make it rich, and it has no sorrows with it. This morning I thank God because he's been so good to me. Thank God for each of you been praying for me. I thank him for that note you sent me, whoever it was. I don't know who it was, but I read it this morning. It was just absolutely beautiful. I'm telling you, I just love the Lord, and I'm just here waiting on the Lord. Whatever he says, I'm ready and willing to do what he say do. So I want you to know I'm still saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. Have a mind to run on as never before. I'm not taking down for the enemy. I don't care what he do. The devil is messing, but God is still blessing. And I thank God. Just keep on praying for the old lady. Keep on praying for me, and I'm praying for each of you. God bless you. He's good to me. Bless you.
All right, that was Mother Andy Johnson. God bless her. Amen. She's on board, and God's blessing her. She looks like she's doing better. Amen. She's acting like she's feeling better. Amen. So we thank God for her. She's 95 now, and God is blessing her, even at 95 years old. All right, anybody else with the praise report? I want you to give it. Line is open to you. People all over the world want to know what the Lord is doing. Amen. And if you can tell them what he's doing through your life, that's wonderful. The line's open. Anybody else have a praise report? Jump in there and let us hear it in the name.
Thank you, Chief Ambassador.
All right, God bless you.
Delaris from Michigan, the Garden's daughter.
All right.
And I just want to give glory and honor and praise to God for saving me, for sanctifying me, and for delivering me. I count it a privilege to be a child of his, and I'm just so excited about the prayer line. This is my second day on here, and it has truly, truly been a blessing. I can feel his presence on the inside, and I can just feel it moving. I know just before I woke up at 6, and I was like, okay, let me go back to sleep for a little while, and I woke up at 6:56 just in time. But in that time, my spirit was still praying, amen. I was praying in tongues in my sleep, and I thank God for his spirit. I thank him for keeping me. I thank God for never giving up on me, amen, because I've been trying to get here for a long, 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 long time, and I can say that I'm saved. I can lift up holy hands, amen, and I just praise God. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's beautiful. I know your parents are proud. Amen. Thank God for that testimony, that witness about Jesus Christ. All right,
amen.
I heard somebody else trying to say something. Go ahead.
Amen. You know. Hallelujah. Thanking and praising God. Just thanking and praising him for his faithfulness. Look, this is Sister Sharon from Michigan.
Sister Darden, all right.
Thanking God, amen, for his faithfulness.
That was your daughter.
God. Amen. Amen. Just thanking him. Thanking him. Thanking him. We were all on the blog line last night listening and giving God praises and thanking him and blessing him. Even the little children. Amen. There's just no words to express God. There's no words to express God. Amen.
My. I know you are rejoicing over your daughter and over the youth prayer line last night. It was wonderful. Thank you, Ambassador Pfeiffer, who handled that last night. And it was just beautiful. And all of you, I just want to thank God for everybody. Yeah, yeah. Sister Darden, amen. I want to appreciate you again for helping at the convention, you and your husband. It was a glorious, glorious time. So
amen.
We bless God. All right. Thank anybody you. Else with the praise report? Give it this morning.
We'll amen.
More. Go ahead.
Amen. Yes, sir. This is Ambassador-elect Darden.
All right. God bless you.
My wife and my daughter just gave their praise report, and I'd like to give mine for two reasons. Number one reason is because of the way the Lord has been working in my life and in my family's life.
Mm-hmm.
I thank the Lord for that. And also, yesterday, I sat on my praise, and I don't know, I felt bad about it. And any time that your children chastise you for doing something that you know you should have done, you know you were totally out of order. So I come in and I apologize to the praise line, to my chief ambassador.
God bless you.
Excuse me, and to my family for sitting on my praise. And I also apologize to the Lord because he's the one that really know that I sat on my praise. So I'd like to apologize, ask forgiveness from the First Fruit family, my family, and the Lord. And I just ask that y'all pray my strength in the Lord.
God bless you. That's Brother Darden, Deacon Darden. God bless you. And you know, you were not only speaking in behalf of yourself, but you were speaking in behalf of several men out there that the Lord was speaking to give their praise report. Not only yesterday, but many days he'd spoken to them. And they have been so masculine and say, oh, no, I'm not going to do that. And God told them to do it. And yet they've set on their praise. I hope you learn from today. Amen.
Amen.
Are the first partakers, we ought to be out front. Amen. The
yes.
men ought to be the ones talking about how good God is and what he's done for you, how he's
Amen.
Blessed you, how he's helped you. And that will encourage your wife, your daughter, everybody around you when you step forward as a man and tell them the goodness of Jesus. I hope sometimes the Lord will lead you, Brother Darden. When I ask people to do the praise reports, you can get the praise reports. There's nothing feminine about getting praise reports. It's a godly thing. It's a Christian thing to want to hear praises about the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, men, this is a week that I'm asking the people on the prayer line to bring men to the line. And thank you, Sister Darden, and your daughter who got Brother Darden on the line, and I think Brother Wilson got Brother Wilson on the line, Elder Wilson on the line, excuse me. And others, you have others who you can get on the line. So feel welcome to come on the line and give your praise report. Maybe we can get, maybe tomorrow, Brother Darden, you think you can receive the praise reports for us tomorrow?
Monday.
Monday,
yes,
all right. Sir. Yes,
you know,
sir, I'll do it.
Monday, all right. Thank you so much. All right. Are there any other praise reports out there you want to tell in the goodness of Jesus? The line is open to you. Who's next? Amen. Just jump in there and give your praise report. If you just say, thank God I'm saved, that's a good report right there.
God bless you, Chief Ambassador. Praise God for you. Praise God for hearing Mother Johnson on the line this morning. This is Ambassador Pfeiffer. Giving a shout out to the Lord, thanking God for another day, another week. This week has gone by so fast, and I was just looking at how the song came out years and years ago about count the years as months and the months as weeks and weeks as days, any day now. And I just look at how fast this week just zipped right past us, and it just seems as I don't know. It just seemed like I've been wondering what happened to Tuesday? What happened to Wednesday? What happened to Thursday? The week has just gone by. And I just last week we were on here saying we'll see you on Monday. And here it is now, Monday has come and gone, and we are saying it again, seemed like just a few hours later. But I am thanking God for how he has kept us, how he's blessed the prayer line, blessed so many to be on here, blessed so many to support the prayer line, the praise reports and the prayer requests. Oh, my God. I thank God for those that are stepping up to the plate, that are just moving right in there and doing the will of God. It has been a wonderful
Did we lose her? Can y'all still hear me?
We hear you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. When she comes back, we'll let her complete it. I want to thank God. She was talking about how God is blessed, and he is. Amen. Even on the blog line, I've had several people on this week and last week who told me they couldn't get on the blog line because it said it's full already. Amen.
Yeah.
Normally, if you don't get on there early, the blog line will fill up. And people coming from all over the world to hear this. And I don't know why you think, you know, you see things on television, you see hear things on the radio, but yet you don't think God can use you and God can be a blessing and bless whatever you're a part of to be so great. He can. He is. He is. It's history. Amen. This is the new awakening, and it's happening with you in the forefront of it. And yet you haven't, some of you haven't, I'll just say some of you haven't grabbed it. You have to grab the blessings. And I know if somebody had robbed a bank on this line, y'all be talking about it everywhere. Why can't y'all get busy and talk about what God's doing? We're sending up over 2 billion praises, maybe 3 billion. Now I know a night on the blog line, why can't y'all talk about that? Yeah, we were, according to the stats of the blog and the First Fruits, we were having 90 million listeners, and now it has jumped up to 100 million listeners. Something's happening here. You ought to be talking about it everywhere. You ought to, when you get in the conversation, you ought to do like Sister Bastille-Leg Peterson does. She mentions it, and down in Florida, Lady Guy, she's always talking about it. And Sister Castile is always talking about it. I know Ambassador Pfeiffer and Ambassador Stern and Ambassador Hodges and Ambassador Stith and Ambassador Hagen, they always talk about the prayer line to people everywhere. Help us get the word out of what God is doing, not for Bernard Johnson, because I'm not trying to look for any glory, but for the glory of God. And we're trying to start a prayer army across the world. May the Lord bless you and keep you. I'll take one more praise report. I got to tell you a couple things after that.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Go ahead.
All right. I have no clue what happened. And many times, I know, Chief, that you call certain names on here, but sometimes this is what happened. I don't know why I was still talking. I could hear you. I haven't lost connection. Thank God for what he has done already, for all the blessings, all the miracles, all those that have been prayed for, all the prayer requests that have gone up to God, that God has answered those prayer requests. It's just a blessing just to know. And even on the blog line last night, it's just so lit up. It's like I see it like a big fire in a lit up, and everybody is.
I want to thank God for Ambassador Stiff that did a wonderful job with the praise reports this week. Amen. God bless her as well. And to you, Chief Ambassador seems like it's been a double energy that has lifted you, maybe from the convocation or what have you, but just to see your mother living, I know that gives you even more joy. So I just want to say this morning, to God be the glory. And I want to say on yesterday after I finished praying, it blessed me very much. Amen. Because when you bless others, it blesses you as well. So God bless you all on this morning. Be encouraged, Ambassador Pfeiffer, Ambassador Stiff, all the ambassadors, all the people of God is just coming in and just gelling together the way God would want it to be. So to God be the glory. And thank you for the exhortations on yesterday. I received it in the Lord. God bless you is my prayer.
God bless you, and thank you so much, Ambassador Stern. And please tell Ambassador Gary that we say hello, amen, and thank him for allowing you to take all this time with the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention Line. God bless you. And to all of you, those who have heard me talk about September the 17th, please come to Kansas City that one night, that Thursday night. Want to just have that one night so you can get back if you're going back home. If you want to just take a vacation and stay over the weekend and be an Amazing Grace on that Sunday, my God, you don't know what you're in for. Oh, my God. The Holy Ghost seems like just saturates that place every time we are there. Amen. But the 17th of September, I'm going to be asking for reservations because you don't know what I might do. I don't know. The Holy Ghost might lead me to take y'all out, but I need to know how many are coming. That's for sure. We're going to be getting reservations here pretty soon. But God bless you. I want to go to the prayer line right now, though.
Before you go to the prayer line, Dr. Johnson, Ambassador, National Ambassador, I have a praise report that I want to give. May I do that?
Go ahead.
May I do that, please? I just want to thank God, because I had a serious situation yesterday, Ambassador Stern and Ambassador Pfeiffer, a serious situation. I didn't tell you all what the seriousness was, but God answered the prayer. There were three or four lawyers there yesterday at my place about a grant that was given to me in 1993. And I tell you, God worked that thing out. They was trying to say that we needed to pay the grant back. But God worked it out after Ambassador Stern prayed for me. And I just wanted you all to know everything is well. Hallelujah. I tell you, everything is well. Hallelujah. I could just praise him for what he done on yesterday. Thank you for allowing me those few minutes to just to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, we do praise God with you, Ambassador Leck, amen, Mary Lacey, Dr. Mary Lacey. We do thank God for you and praising God for what he did on yesterday. Prayer does change things, and we are so grateful, so grateful. Others on here perhaps may need prayer today. I want to put Master Gina Hodges on the prayer line, amen. She would feel much better. I believe she was in a car accident on yesterday. And but they tell me she's doing much better. Something's spraying her neck or whatever. But I tell you, God is touching her and blessing her and delivering her too. So keep her in your prayers. Amen. And anyone else on here who has a prayer request, always first on my list is we want to consider and remember Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson and also Mother Edna Johnson. Oh, my God, and pray that God would bless them bountifully. All right, anyone else have a prayer request, please?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning again. I just want to, this is Charlotte Gray, 816. I just want to thank God. I was so glad to hear Dr. Lacey. She was on my mind Wednesday. Her and Mother Peterson. So I just thank God for the unity on this line. I'm here in Kansas City, and Mother Peterson, I was praying for her and Dr. Lacey. I didn't hear her yesterday because I overslept. But I just want to thank you, Lord, for confirmation
And that's my prayer request for the line. It's unity as we pray for the finances, for unity throughout the line. God bless you.
Amen. That's a wonderful prayer, Ambassador-elect Charlotte Gray. God bless you. That's wonderful. All right, let's take that. And I hope somebody's writing these down here. Here with Mother Johnson, and you understand. All right, somebody else who has a prayer request. Jump in there now. We're waiting on you.
Sister Jermaine Garnett.
Oh, Sister Garnett, all right.
Request and prayer for Sister Ernestine Riley, her pastor. They having her pastor's wife soon tomorrow, and the church family. And for the Garnett family.
Sister Garnett, what was the pastor's wife? What was her first name?
Wyoming Allen.
Okay.
In the church family.
That's Sarah Jordan Powell's sister.
I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember her. My. Let's pray for Sarah, too. Amen.
And for the Garnett family.
Sister Garnett, God bless you. Go
and
ahead.
He's one of our bishops in the sixth jurisdiction, so we will be attending that funeral tomorrow.
Bishop Allen's wife.
Yeah.
All right. All right, anyone else with a prayer request?
All right, Sister Castillo here, Dr. Johnson, unspoken prayer request. Let's say that.
All right, unspoken. God bless you. Anybody else put the unspoken? Throw your name in there. All right, anybody else? Glory, glory, glory. All right. Thank you so much for your prayer.
Brother Wilson, Dr. Johnson, I thought I had it on off of mute, but I didn't. I'm calling asking request prayer for my children, and I have unspoken request prayer for them. My son and my daughter.
All right.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. All right, anybody else? I have a prayer request.
This is Sister Cobb in Texas.
Uh-huh.
Could you please pray for my son?
All right, your son. Beautiful, beautiful. Any other prayer requests? Put them in there. We want to make sure that we don't forget you. Anyone else having a prayer request? All right, God bless you. Do we have someone who the Lord laid it on your heart to come before him this morning and to acknowledge those persons who need prayer? If God laid it on your heart, please don't hold your peace. Jump in there and let's pray this morning.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you, Chief Ambassador. This is Ambassador Stern. And the last one, Sister Carpenter, that I get?
Sister Cobb.
Cobbs, C-O-B-B-S. Amen, son. God bless you, Chief Ambassador, and to the saints of God this morning. Yes, I do feel like praying this morning, and I thank God that I am able, amen, to make my requests made known unto him and to intercede for the body of Christ. Amen, as we lead out of this week into another week. Thank God for a blessed week on First Fruit Prayer Line, a productive week. Everybody ought to feel encouraged. I hear so much encouragement on the line for this week. Keep that spirit, because the Lord wants us to have, amen, a good spirit before him, a righteous spirit before him. And I certainly want to say this before I go into prayer. I certainly thank God, amen, for Ambassador-elect Dr. Lacey. Amen. She's been a blessing in my life. She is the one that led me to First Fruit Prayer Line. And we don't ever get a chance to see one another, but I do get a chance over the prayer line to let her know how appreciative and how much I love her. But I love everybody, but I needed to say that today. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we do embrace your presence on this line this morning. Early this morning, you say to
seek your face according to your word. You say, rise up early in the morning and seek your face, Allah. That means that that is a blessing behind that. And, Lord, we thank you this morning. We give you glory. We give you honor. God, you say praises are common unto you, Lord God. And the thousand praises plus, oh God, should be a common thing unto you and to us now, oh God. But we don't take it lightly. It's an anointed praise, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God. We come and we embrace your presence this morning. Oh God, you say, for in your presence is fullness of joy. And God, we thank you this morning. Oh God, as we come to lift up your people today, we ask, oh God, that you will forgive us for anything, oh God, from the last time we came to you until this time, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We come with a repentant heart. And God, we lift up holy hands before you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning we lift up your servant. Oh God, Chief Ambassador, this morning we lift him up before you, Lord God, for he's doing a good work, Lord God, and we lift up his hands, oh God. We're the Aarons to the Moses. Oh God, this morning strengthen him. Oh God, let the glory cloud fall on him even more in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, little means much when you put it in the master's hand. We pray for his encouragement. We pray for his strength, oh God. Oh God, strengthen him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord God. Strengthen those feeble hands that hang down. Strengthen him, oh God, as he do the will of the Father that sent him to do the work, Lord. Strengthen him this week as he impart a word, oh God, to amazing grace. We thank you for the ministry, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that you touch him financially, Lord God. Let him have everything that he need, Lord God, and give him everything that he need in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, bless us going out and bless us coming in. You said in your word, blessed are the feet that preach the gospel of good peace. And Lord, he preaches the gospel of good peace, and we thank you for him. And now, God, we pray that you bless this household. Look on this morning, Lord God, Ambassador Lady Betty this morning, wherever she is, Lord God, we're placing an anointing, we're placing a covering, over the woman of God. Oh God, we don't know everything that she does, but we know, oh God, in the background, oh God, that she's moving in the spirit, and God, we love her this morning, and we want her to know, oh God, that we're praying for her, and God, give her the desires of her heart, oh God, as she bless the man of God and bless the ministries that you put in their hands to hold, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the first family. We pray for their children and their children's children. Oh God, this morning, look on, oh God, Ambassador of the Mother of the Nation, Mother Adelie Johnson. Oh God, this morning, we want to thank you for long life and longevity that you have placed upon us.